Affirmation is very powerful energy. In fact, a couple of researchers at a university in Southern California did an experiment that showed that kind, affirming words spoken with sincerity from the heart have a similar chemical effect on the human brain as Prozac, in giving the brain a sense of well-being and the ability to function at a higher level. I'll say that again. Kind, affirming words, spoken with sincerity from the heart. I'm not talking about flattery. I'm not even talking about praise. I'm talking about affirmation that who I am or what I did made a difference. Dee Hansford once was in charge of employee recognition programs for the Disney Corporation. She discovered that when managers told employees what they needed to do to improve, 30% of the time they got better. That is, 30% of the time people improved with constructive criticism. But 90% of the time, when they were only told what they were already doing well or why they were valuable to the company, performance improved. Not only did they get better at what they were already doing well, they also improved the things they didn't do so well without being told. What does this finding tell us about the energy people get from affirmation? Not flattery, not praise, which is a form of judgment, but affirmation. Affirming the beauty you see in that other person. Affirming their fine qualities. And everybody has them. Saying how much you appreciate a comment they made that helped you have a new insight. Acknowledging how they saved a client's business through their quick thinking. Crediting them for how they stabilized the team. How they exude a sense of calmness that helps people get through the tough times. All of these are affirmations. Simply recognizing the meaningful qualities in a person, qualities that make a difference. Affirmation. While you're learning how to affirm people, be aware that the purpose of affirmation is not to manipulate or make people work harder. If you walk into the office thinking, okay, I've got to affirm these people so that I get more out of them, it won't work. That's not affirmation. It's manipulation. And they will pick up on it. Rather, with affirmation, you have purity of intent, the pure desire to truly honor the people with whom you work and let them know that you value them. In fact, say to yourself, today I speak the words that let someone know that I value them. Then let it go. Your subconscious will take over and find the perfect opportunity to make good your promise. The simple truth is that the chemistry of affirmation is stronger, healthier, and more effective than the chemistry of criticism, even constructive criticism. Today, affirm someone. Start with yourself. What are the ways you value yourself? What do you love about you?